Hello and welcome to the Wealth Creation Program with Isagenics. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and thanks for listening in today. I am so excited as we are going to be focusing on some incredible success stories this month. So be watching out for them. We're actually going to be featuring four individuals throughout Isagenics that have achieved amazing milestones in their Isagenics business. We love doing this too for you because not only are you going to see them, hear them share their success stories from life before Isagenics till now, but also, give you tips for success and what it takes to actually build a successful organization. So on this first one, we're going to feature Julie Urovic, and she holds the rank of 8-star Golden Circle, 4-star Crystal Executive, and might I add, as of the recording of this podcast, they just maxed out their business center. So she just shared with me before we got started today that they, of course, applied for their secondary position, and they're about ready to go crazy with another position. So we're very excited for them. A little bit about Julie's background is she is an athlete. She was a college athlete, and she's also a personal trainer. She does group fitness instruction. I guess retired from that. I'm going to let her share a little bit more about that. But most importantly, she's a wonderful wife and mom of 4 sons that range in age from 26 down to 18. And is she having fun doing this? Absolutely. I think you can tell. You'll be able to tell with the sound in her voice that she is in love with Isagenics. She loves what she does day in and day out. So with that, Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much. This is such an honor, Kirsty, because I've been listening to your podcast for 6 years now, and I can't believe that I'm actually on one.
Oh, well, hey, lady, it's long overdue, because when you're 8-star Golden Circle, that's not small change, right?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, and I just can't believe how much this has grown, and it's just been awesome to watch our team explode as well. So I'm just, again, I'm very honored to be on the call.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure having you. And so I want to begin with life before Isagenics. And we always love to start here because, a lot of times nobody ever intends to build an Isagenics business. So what was going on in life before you were introduced?
Well, it was a crazy busy time with our 4 sons. We had one who was in college, 2 in high school, and 1 in middle school. And our 2 sons in high school were playing 2 sports each, which was at the time very, very demanding, especially for me, because when I started, neither one of them were driving. So I was kind of like the driver. So I had to go to and from every practice. Of course, we went to all of the games. And they, when they finished one sport, they went into the next. And then our youngest was also involved in activities. So I was introduced to Isagenics. I was working at a wellness center. I was the marketing director, and I also taught some of the group fitness classes there. And I really loved my job, but I was looking, as a busy mom of 4 who was in the car a lot, for a good meal on the go. As you mentioned, I was a college athlete. I've tried to stay fit my entire life. So I still worked out, 5-6 days a week. And I just needed to fuel that, to have a quick meal to grab that I could have in my van when I was taking them to and from their events. And then we needed things for them to fuel their athletic performance. So we were introduced to Isagenics, fell in love with it, started telling a few friends. And within a year, Kirsty, we were able to leave that position and start Isagenics full time, which has just been an amazing thing for our family.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you had mentioned something before we got started, just in sharing your success. Your husband has been an amazing provider and has had a successful career. So your story isn't necessarily a rags to riches story, because you guys were comfortable.
Oh, it's just been amazing. So our 2 of our boys that were playing the high school sports went on to play at the college level, their sport of choice. And we were able to go see them wherever they were playing. So that extra money allowed us to do that, which was very nice. Another thing that we've been able to do, because now we have 2 of them They've graduated from college. One lives in Germany and one lives in Colorado, and we are here in Kentucky. So we have been able to visit our son in Germany. We did that last summer. We're going again in a few weeks. And the extra money that we've earned with Isagenics has allowed us to be able to just take off and go for 2 weeks and not have that worry about the expense of it all. And then same thing with Denver. We moved our son out there this spring after he graduated from college, and we have been twice to see him. And again, that's the most important thing to me. These four boys have been so fun to raise. And you know that as a mom, because you're a mom, you understand that. But it just allows us to be able to spend that time with them, even though they've moved off and even out of the country. So yeah, that's what it's been great for us to be able to do. And then just to give more. I love to give gifts. I love to gift people things and be able to give more to our church and organizations like that. It's allowed us to be able to do that, which is just, you know, a good thing to do.
It's amazing. It is such an amazing feeling to be able to do something like that. That success that you've had, how do you take those new members into your team and help them to become leaders and have this success that you're experiencing as well?
Well, first of all, when we start anyone new, we tell them to be able to manage your disappointment from the get-go, because this is a business where you will have people that, you know, return their products occasionally, or people that you think are going to be great in the business and, you know, they just decide it's not for them. So I tell my team to be able to manage that and really adopt the mindset of an athlete. And, you know, because I was an athlete and I coached athletes for so many years, I learned a lot in both of those roles, but especially in coaching. And, you know, you teach and train people and you tell them to stay consistent. And that's been a big thing that we focus on in our business. Be consistent in your business. Be consistently sharing. Be consistently checking on your team. Be consistently coaching your new people so that they have a great product experience. And then if you do have a setback, it's okay. You know, I always give this analogy again of the athlete who, like a Super Bowl champ who goes out and practices the day after they lose the Super Bowl. They're in the gym the next day. They're working out hard and they're putting in the time because they know if they don't, they for sure won't be a champion the next year, right? So that's what we really try to teach everybody that comes into our team. And I'm constantly reminding our team of that. You know, just get good at hearing no's occasionally and getting a little disappointed occasionally, because if you can get good at it, then you're going to be a rock star in the end. And with consistent effort, that's how our team has grown the way they have.
That's amazing. That is such valuable information that you just shared. It's true when it comes to the athlete mindset. If something happens on the field, you better shake it off really quick, right? I mean, there's no
absolutely
dwelling on it. It's something that your team is counting on you to be a player in the next play, in the next moment. So it's not something that you can afford to focus on when the going gets rough. And resilience. I can't help but think too, when you were talking about that, how many times someone like Oprah Winfrey was told no. I mean, there are so many entrepreneurs and people that are massively and wildly successful that had to hear no so many times, even Michael Jordan, before they actually hit the success. And of course, wouldn't you agree with this, Julie, too, that every master was once a disaster? That's something that David Wood has shared with us many times. And so,
oh, yes.
I mean, wouldn't you agree that when you were starting out, you were very green behind the ears and trying to get it figured out, but you honed your skills and you stuck with it?
Absolutely. I mean, I've practiced. Mm-hmm. I practiced just like an athlete goes out and practices on the field. I went to practice every day in my Isagenics business, and it didn't always go perfectly well. I didn't always say the right thing, but I got better because I practiced. And I think, you know, then when it comes to game time, when you're in front of somebody that really could be a game changer in your business, you're prepared, just like an athlete. So, you know, you wouldn't dare show up for a Friday night football game as a football player and not having been at practice all week. So it's getting really good at the practicing and the little stuff that you do on a daily basis that can really help drive your business and your success later.
Mm-hmm. I love that. There was a good analogy too. Gosh, we're all focused on the athletic world, but I can't help but say this. I don't follow NBA a lot. I used to, but life gets kind of busy. And there was a really dear friend of mine who shared a little bit about his passion behind LeBron James, because as you know, he's going to the Lakers, right? So, but here's the deal, is that he is such a ridiculously amazing player. And he took his team to the finals. The bottom line is that they failed when they got close to the finish line. And it was just an example, based on my friend's opinion, was that, look, I mean, you as a team, you can work together. But if there's one person that is taking the entire team to the finals right before the finish line, and you're not cohesive as a team, or you're not honing your skills and showing up on time and showing up early and doing everything that you need to do as a team player, it's going to get to the point where you're going to hit that wall. You're going to hit that time where you're about ready to cross the finish line, so to speak, and you're going to fall short. And so for me personally, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I not doing that I should be doing? In this team environment, what could I do better? How could I support someone better? What skills do I need to perfect in order to really not only contribute, but do the things that I need to do to take my business to the next level, right?
Absolutely. And, last year when we did the boom in June, that was really a wake-up call for me, because I was into management mode with our business. And I want you all to hear this, because so many of us, we have some success and then we all of a sudden we just want to take a deep breath, which is fine. But then we start managing and we don't enroll as much. So when we did the boom in June last year, I committed to enroll as many people as I could, because I thought I wanted to show or set that example for my team. I wanted them to see me personally enrolling again and going for that contest. And so I did, even though we were in Germany 2 weeks during that month, and then we were at the beach for 1 week, I still focused on my goal. I wrote it down. I set that goal for myself, and I ended up making it, I think, 8 enrollments. And that was with 3 weeks of travel at that point. And the reason I share that, you guys, is because if you're asking your team to do something that you're not doing, that's a problem. You really need to set that example. And, so now I am much more focused, and I know we're going to talk about the Leader in Action formula, but I think that is the key to business. But we can talk about that in a second.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, let's talk about that right now, because this is huge. You love the Leader in Action formula, and there are new people on this podcast that are listening in that might not even know what it is. So before we give tips on this and talk about it, share with everybody exactly what Leader in Action formula is.
So it's a multiplication formula that that you can pull up if you look under Isagenics, isafyi.com, under contest and promotions, or any of those websites, you can pull it up. Or if not, just Google Isagenics Leader in Action formula and it'll come up. So basically there's a four-part multiplication problem, right? The first one is going over your cycle benchmark, and you get points for anything over your cycle benchmark. You'll get points. And then the second one is personally enrolled people. How many people have you personally enrolled this month? And you put that number, the maximum is 5 there. The third area is personally sponsored rank advancement. So who are you advancing in your business? And then the last one is maintaining executive, the weeks that you maintain executive. So it's usually a 4-week period or a 5-week period. So we just ended last night a 4-week period. So one of the things that you do is you write this down every week. I mean, I'm having everybody on my team, even the people who aren't executives yet, write their points down. And so we figure out at the end of each week where they are. How many people did they enroll that week? Did they enroll or advance somebody that they're personally sponsored? If you got somebody to executive, you get a certain amount of points. We're going to be doing more training on this, and it's easier when you can do it visually. But all I can tell you is that was a game changer in my business, you guys. So what happened was about 9 months ago, I got a phone call from corporate and they said, Julie, you are in the top 30 in the Leader in Action formula for the trip to Maui. And I was thinking, wow, that's awesome. But I really didn't pay attention. I didn't even know how I got there. So I quickly, my husband and I both looked into it. We figured it out. We started tracking it. And I was able to stay at number 8 for the rest of the trip. And that's how I earned the trip to Maui, which was unbelievable, you guys. So if you start diving into this and you are a current executive, you can earn that trip by following the Leader in Action formula. So then, you know, I made this form and we fill it out every week. And then at the end, I put, you know, this was month 5. I put my total points and then I put it in a folder so that I can look back and see where my weaknesses are. The 3 things that you can control in the Leader in Action formula are the personal enrollments, the advancing your people, and maintaining your current rank. You can control those a lot easier than you can whether you're going over your benchmark and cycles. If you focus on those last 3 things, the cycle should grow above your benchmark. Now, it doesn't always happen that way, but most of the time, if you're focused on those last 3, that first one is going to grow, and then you can, you know, participate in that formula for the trip to the Bahamas that is coming up next year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, so as Julie just mentioned, Global Top Achievers 2019, it is going to be in the Bahamas, and everybody can use this formula to be able to support each other and to build together and to get yourselves to Global Top Achievers, because it is amazing. You guys, share with everybody what you guys did in Maui and how spoiled you were. What did they do for you?
Oh my goodness, it was crazy. So we checked in and they had free products for us to just grab and take with us. We had these beach bags that were beautiful. My husband and I both got one. They had Isagenix towels in there and these awesome bottles that we could have our shakes in and water in. We got to pick out something from the store. I was able to pick out this cute dress from like the Tommy Bahama shop, and my husband got a nice shirt. It was just crazy. I mean, gifts galore, and then just so welcoming. Everybody was so welcoming and hugging us and congratulating us. It was just amazing. The venue itself, of course, was incredible in Maui. I had been there to Maui a few times but had never been to this resort. It was absolutely beautiful. And then every night we'd come back from our sessions and there would be gifts in our room. I mean, I was like, this is crazy. It was so, I felt like a princess every night. It was so nice to be able to just feel appreciated like that. And I just, it made me want to do this and get people there for our entire team there. Mm-hmm. I want everybody to get to the next one. So that's why we have like really drilled down and learned the Leader in Action formula. And even if you're not an executive, here's the reason it's important to know it, because it focuses on key areas of business. And one is to invite new people into this amazing company and get them started on these incredible products. And, you know, so you're looking to get those fresh faces in there for enrollments. And then you're really focusing on developing leaders on your team. You get points for that. And that is something that we all should be focused on. The reason I made a form, Kirsty, too, was so I could see it out in front of me every day. So I, you know, if I only enrolled 2 people, yeah.
Yeah, well, Julie, share with everybody what's on your form, just top to bottom. What areas do you have for people to take notes on?
So I have a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the weeks. Mm-hmm. And if they get an enrollment, they'll put it in by the number 1. And then if they get 5 enrollments, they put all the names down in there. And then they give themselves 4 or 5 points at the end of that month. Mm-hmm. Because they've enrolled 5 people. They could enroll 10 people, but they're only going to get 5 points in that area. That is the only area. Well, that one and the weeks of executive that are capped. You can get as many points as you can for advancing your people. So that is what we have them mark down. So if they've turned somebody into an executive, they get 4 points. If they've made somebody a director, they get 3. If they've promoted a manager, they get 2. And if they've promoted a consultant, they get 1 point. You can have as many points in that section as you can. And then again, it's just a multiplication factor. The average of your your benchmark for your cycle goal. If you go above it by 2, you'll take that 2 and then times that 5, because you had 5 enrollments. And let's say you advanced and had 10 points in that area, you multiply that times 10. And then that last one would be, let's say you maintained your rank or executive rank for 4 points, 4 weeks, that's 4 points. So you just do that multiplication problem. And I'm not really a math person, but my husband's like, this is the key to business. We need to be really, really good at this. And we need to look at it on paper so that we can actually see where we're weak. So if I only got 2 points in advancing someone, Kirstie, then I look at that the next month and I say, I need to work harder on advancing my people, because again, there's no cap on that section of it. So I need to spend more time finding those people who want to go to executive, get to director, manager, or whatever, and help them get there and really focus in on those people. So I identify people at the beginning of every month. So we started today. This is our new 4-week session. It ends, I think, August 26th. So I've already identified people I want to promote and people I want to enroll, and so that I can start reaching out to them. And then as soon as I do that, I help them, I put their name on that list and I give myself those points.
I love that. I love that. That's so great. So, I mean, how, for those that are listening, how great would it be to have a leader that reaches out to you and says, you're one of the people that I have identified in our team that I want to partner with and help you to become and do and lift you up, because this is our goal, this is where we're going, this is what we want to do. And if you are in a leadership position, these are the things that you should be doing that Julie just covered. Your people need you. People need to feel like they belong to a team. They need that support. They need that accountability and that extra push to get them to the next level. It's amazing how people allow like negative talk or procrastination to kind of interfere with their success. And this is part of, you know, some of the struggles that we have as entrepreneurs, right? I mean, we have to stay on task. We are not punching a time clock with Isagenics. This is our own businesses. We are the president and CEOs of our own business centers. So it's up to us to make something happen. So if you're not getting the support from your leader, reach out and ask. If you are a leader listening in, then definitely do your due diligence and identify those people that you can help partner with and lift up. So Julie, any last and final thoughts when it comes to the Leader in Action formula? Any tips for business building and success?
I would just say stay really focused on helping your team. Another thing I really focused on in the last 2 years, and that's why, you know, we went from 4-star to 8-star in the last 2 years.
That's huge. That is huge.
It was a big jump. But it was 4 years before that, you guys, that I was, you know, I went 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star. I kind of hung out there for a little bit. It took me 2.5 years to get to executive. And my good buddy, Lynn Hagedorn, said, Julie, your team is in momentum. You've got to get to executive. And so, again, it was really about setting a goal for myself. I knew I could do it. I just wasn't pushing it. And so my biggest piece of advice is set some real goals and then just go for them. Don't let excuses get in your way, because, you know, when things aren't going well for people, they start coming up with excuses. And I, you know, we try to, on our team, we've done a good job of developing this awesome community of support, and we don't allow negative stuff to get in, and we don't allow whining. I'm like, we are all going to win. And if we all want to win, and if you all want to run with this, you have got to push all of that out, push the excuses out, negativity out, and just put your head down and work and have fun. That's another thing. I think some people take this so seriously. I love having fun with my team. I tease them a lot and we do fun things. I think that's really, really important as you develop people, to be able to keep that in mind too, that this is just fun.
Yes, absolutely. It's you've got to make it fun for sure. Julie, you're so amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all that you did. You are an incredible leader, an example of Really what it takes to take your business to the next level, to go from 4-star to 8-star in just a couple of years, you guys, that's huge. I know that going from 3-star to 4-star and 4-star to 5-star can be a little bit sticky, because those levels of achievement that you're hitting for those new ranks, it's sometimes it can be kind of steep. So it's, you know, it's just a matter of sticking with it and having the consistency, as Julie has mentioned, and really watching everything happen and move forward in your organization. So Julie, thank you and good luck as you and your team cruise through the Global Top Achievers and qualifying for next year's 2019 trip. That'll be a blast.
I know. I'm so excited. So thank you so much for having me today. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And of course, everybody listening in, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules to listen in and learn, and make sure that your team members know where to find all of our wealth creation podcasts. That would be isogenicspodcast.com. You can download them, take them on the go with you. So just take advantage of it. And best of luck to all of you as you guys are using that leader in action formula. You're going to see your business take off to new heights as well. And we want to hear too. So until next time, everyone, best of luck, best of success. Take care. Bye-bye. Earning levels for Isogenics independent associates appearing on this podcast substantially exceed the average results achieved by all associates during the same time periods and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements depend on many factors, including the individual associate's business and networking skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, work habits, and other abilities. For average earnings, please see the Isogenics Independent Associate Earnings Statement found at www.isogenicsearnings.com. That's www.isogenicsearnings.com.